You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's put our snorkels on and figure out whether we're staying on the ship or not. It's time for our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Over Reels.
Rats Over Ships.
We go to our host, Jennifer, for the topics of today. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hello, and happy anniversary.
Oh wow.
That's one of the greatest messages today.
I saw my Facebook memories for everybody. Can you get the sound, Marcus? Is it still in the system?
Yeah, I can find it, I'm sure.
See if you can find me throwing a lizard on Leroy. We'll wait till Leroy gets back into the picture here. But it was, I saw it today on my Facebook memories. Today was 6 years to the day that I found a lizard in our old studio and did an over-the-shoulder toss to Leroy while he was doing a Hard Rock Live read. And man, he handled it like a pro, because I really thought for sure he was gonna mother bleep me on the air. But he was able to hold back. Do we have that, Marcos?
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com for a complete list of you.
That's what I come back to.
I wish
you a happy anniversary. That's why
I texted you. Our group chat that today. I just saw on my Facebook memories that today is 6 years to the day that happened.
Well, that goes to show you because I did find a dead roach in the hallway and I put an RIP sticky on it. Right. So he just had a rando lizard just running around the studio.
Yep.
No, he picked it up and threw it on me.
That building had charm, and I will continue saying it had many things, and charm was one of them.
Let's not forget the chair graveyard.
No. Oh. Man.
Many graveyards, really.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, now that Leroy is back, we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander being a flopping free throw merch.
Wow. People are mad at him. People are mad at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because he feels like he's getting a different whistle. I got to be honest with you. Rats off a ship. Like, to me...
Rats off a ship.
Yes, he does fall a lot. But I don't find it to be in the ilk of James Harden or Trae Young. I find him to be a very herky-jerky player as it is. It kind of goes with what makes Shai Gilgeous-Alexander what he is. I know people are annoyed, but look, it didn't matter anyway. You scored 88 points against him. Like, I think you got bigger issues to worry about than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander being a flopping tricky free throw merchant. So I'm rats off a ship on that claim.
Yeah,
I'm rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship simply because, you know, if you want to fix flopping, don't talk to the players, talk to the officials. And if they call in it and you can take advantage of it, I'm fine with that. Like, and if everybody has a problem with everybody in the league flopping, don't get mad at the players for trying to take advantage of a call they could get, talk to the officials and say, hey, you ain't getting away with that no more.
He's very frustrating because he can contort his body in very strange ways. Like he got this shot up and I'm like, he looked like Mission Impossible. Like he was facing the floor off out of the paint. I just find that it can be annoying, but it's different than the Harden, you know, the wave.
You don't like Harden.
No, it's different. I'm telling you, dude, Harden's a disgrace. He is.
I love the way you call Hall of Famer a disgrace.
He's a Hall of Fame disgrace. I would agree.
All right.
J-Fig?
I'm Rods Off a Ship.
Wow. All right. What about you, Froggy?
Nah, I don't know, man. This guy gets a little bit more calls than I think everybody else in the league. Why? Is he that much different from everyone else? Little bit of star treatment. I don't know.
That's what's being the MVP.
He's getting called the most valuable player tonight.
I know.
I mean, I assume. I mean, imagine if they give it to Joker, do you think they're going to be able to find him, or is he going to be on a farm somewhere?
Oh, he's long gone. He's like, no parade this year, right?
We don't have anything to celebrate, no? Oh, good. I could be with Pony.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm not.
Do you think he bottle feeds his horses? Like he nestles with it?
Yes.
Tell horse, coochie, coochie, coo?
Really? Could you imagine? Like, really? I mean, you have everybody from that region kind of doing things like Gru, right? Like,
what's number two, JFig?
Well, we have Michael Beasley demanding a trade-off. Miami 305 in the Big 3 League. He is reportedly upset that they drafted Lance Stephenson.
I'm torn on this. I'm rats off a ship because I don't want him off the Miami Big 3 franchise. But I also will not deny Michael Beasley his happiness, and drafting his rival was rat behavior by the Big 3. So I'm going to say I'm not rats off a ship, because if Michael Beasley's upset, then I'm upset. And even if it costs him off my franchise, I will follow where Michael Beasley goes. Even if it means I have to go, you know, root for the Ball Hogs in Big 3, I'll do what I have to do. And it's a shame that whoever runs the franchise that is the Miami 305 didn't read the room, because he has a one-on-one tournament coming up against Lance Stephenson. You should have known better. And I'm upset about it. I don't like Michael Beasley being upset. So I'm not rats off a ship if he's demanding a trade. I understand.
Rats off a ship.
Why?
We just had
rats off a ship.
We just got, for the Panthers, two guys that beat the holy hell out of each other on the same team. Man up, Ladybug.
What?
Man up. Like, he on your team now. And how does that say? Oh, I hated him when he was on the other team, but he's my teammate. That's big boy sports.
I couldn't believe that was an actual thing Chris Haynes tweeted. I was like, wait, what? Is he hacked? Like, is this, how many followers does this have? Is this a real story?
Yeah, but apparently, so just look at the Panthers. Look at how many guys, like, come on. Marchand? Could you imagine a year ago or 2 years ago him being on the Panthers?
Michael Beasley of the expansion Miami 305 has upset the franchise, drafted Lance Stephenson with the number one pick, and is contemplating requesting a trade, sources tell me.
Have they even started playing yet?
I think it's a summer thing.
No, but I'm saying this is their first year?
The Miami team it is, yes.
He's asking to be traded before they play a game?
I think he's been the MVP of the league. But he's supposed to be the star attraction of the Miami team.
Okay. All right, I got you.
Simbo says, sources, Michael Beasley. what about you, Jennifer?
I agree with Leroy. I'm rats off a ship.
Wow. Not sticking up for Michael Beasley.
It's not a matter of sticking up for Michael Beasley.
Super cool bees. I understand.
I mean, at some point, can't you be like, isn't that being called being professional?
Frog boy?
You try to convince me that this guy is good. You try to convince me that
I didn't try guy... and convince you he was good. I'm just saying he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, way
that
ahead of his time.
That much is true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so ahead of his time.
Him and Lamar Odom were ahead of their time.
This guy
Big
now
guys
plays...
handling the ball, can score.
He plays rec basketball for Ice Cube now.
Please stop. That's not like let's not insult the man.
This is a glorified 24-hour fitness run, and he's mad because the guy who he doesn't like is on his team now. And instead of just playing basketball because that's what he loves to do, he's throwing a diva fit because that's really what he loves to do.
But he is essentially the Michael Jordan of the Big Three.
He's the Michael Jordan of non-professional basketball. Yeah, great.
It is professional basketball. Please stop saying that. It is professional basketball. I won't have you besmirch the name that is Super Cool Bees.
Super Cool Bees, if you have such a big problem, you can switch from Amped Fitness to LA Fitness. And you'll be fine. You can just play against those scrubs.
I don't understand your beef with this man. He's a Heat legend.
It's a wasted pick.
It didn't work out. Agreed. I mean, the other picks in the 2008 draft, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, turned out to be much better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Odom draft?
No. That was the draft.
Not Odom.
It was the draft after the Odom draft.
Ah.
Okay.
He was the Derrick Rose draft.
Okay. Because I know dude came out of Ohio State limping.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was rough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And he looked like he was 42. You want to talk about some of those Cubans and some of those Latinos that you don't know what their age is?
Him? Yeah, no.
Still oh, my goodness. Day.
I think he's a coach now.
He looked like a seasoned vet when he was a junior in college.
Yeah. I mean, I remember him. We were doing media day that year. I was producing for Hawk and Zaz, and there was the rare year they stuck us up on media row. So they made the players like they made the players like walk up to us. And I remember that same team, Michael Beasley was on the Heat. He was back on the Heat that year. And we interviewed Greg Oden on the show, and I remember like looking down and seeing his knees, and I was like, damn, and he was tired. He was tired going up those steps too. He was like, ooh. I was like, this ain't gonna work out.
He ain't gonna make it.
We were so excited to get Greg Oden, dude. Like, that was the one thing that was so hilarious about the Big Three Heat. Like, we went through so many bum ass centers to just try and figure somebody out to just put next to LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. And it just ended up like we should just play Chris Bosh the five. Like, that was the solution. I mean, like, we had just Jonas Ilgauskas, Eric Dampier, Jamal McGlure. We tried Eddie Curry for a rehab stint.
Yep.
It ended up being Birdman. Birdman and Chris Bosh. Like, those are the guys that worked. Everybody else.
And you know Birdman, you only get like 15 minutes.
And Joel Embiid, Joel Anthony, who couldn't catch.
Oh, hey, yeah, the warden.
You know, you can only get Birdman for 15 to 20 minutes a game because it was
going to be a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was going to be a good 15 minutes. What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we had Joe Burrow upset with the Bengals and their schedule.
Okay. Can you give us Joe?
They don't make their schedule.
I think he's upset with the Bengals schedule.
Oh, with the Bengals schedule. Okay.
Here is Joe Burrow.
Baltimore for the fourth straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please. Maybe an international game next year, too. You know, I think part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally. And so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing because, you know, I feel like I've consciously worked hard to try to grow the game internationally over the last 18 months or so. So hopefully at some point in my career, we can go over there.
Hold on. Rats off a ship.
They take trips. Relax, rats off a ship.
Here's the deal.
Here's what they do. They bring players, when they announce these games, they bring players over there to kind of do the pressers and stuff like that. And what he's saying is, he's been doing all this stuff, and they don't put a Cincinnati game over there.
Poor Joe Burrow. More like Joe Buhuro.
I mean, he's got a point. He's got a point, though.
Does he? You know what? Sorry,
If they're going to use him to grow the game over there by bringing him over there and having him do stuff over there to promote the game, you probably should have him play in a game over there.
You know what, dude? Hey, Joe Burrow, guess what? The schedule doesn't always go how you want it to go. Sorry. Like, I'm so sick of this guy. He just charms everybody with his Macaulay Culkin looks. And really what we've learned is he's a diva. Imagine if Tua said something like that.
That's a diva?
Oh, come on. Yeah, sorry you did. They didn't pick you for the paella and pigskin. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
We have to go to Baltimore again.
So I guess you're right. No, that's not what he said. You got to play Baltimore twice a year.
No, but
basically what he said was, why every time we're on primetime, it's in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Why not have a primetime where Baltimore comes to Cincinnati?
Bellyaching.
Wait a minute.
It's bellyaching.
When the schedules of your local teams come out, you are always... Mm-hmm. Come primetime games and
of course, but I wouldn't want Tua. Tua would get killed if he said that. If Tua went and said,
"No, but you do it."
Yeah, I'm not the quarterback.
Oh my goodness! Wait, so that excuses you from the same?
Of course.
Oh my god!
I don't have the audacity to go out there and be like, "I'm Joe Burrow. I've grown the game internationally."
That's exactly what he said, dude.
Said,
I've done everything to try and grow the game.
Trust me when I tell you, nobody in England has thought to themselves, I want to be Joe Burrow when I grow up there, love. No one has thought that.
You are a buffoon.
Oh, chip, chip, cheerio. Who day, love?
What in the hell's wrong with you? Like, why?
It's just enough.
I don't understand. There's two things that have absolutely floored me today. One is you talking about Tua throwing the ball away on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1.
Just to say, right?
Let me finish.
Sure.
And two, every year you complain about the Dolphins schedule or the Heat schedule or something like that, and somebody else does it with their team, and you're like, don't worry, the next time you do it, I'm going to do the same.
Like the schedule thing doesn't bother me as much, even though it's completely different. The quarterback saying it and a radio host, but
that doesn't mean it's okay for you to say it.
I wanted to be in the quarterback to grow the game internationally. All right. You know what, dude? Then go to Buckingham Palace and play catch with the king. Like, shut up.
You think that would grow the game?
I don't know. What does he think is going to grow the game?
Him playing a football game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Bengals Bills is going to grow the game over in Germany.
Once you remember Cheetah getting ball taken away? I love the football more than uns Bundesliga.
Stop it right now. Stop. Stop.
Uns little kitty cats. Uns lost football.
What's wrong with you?
I don't even know where my rats are anymore because of this man.
You didn't even say where you're at. I guess your rats off a ship. I'm not rats off a ship. There's some truth to that.
I don't want to watch two. I want to watch international superstar Joe Burrow.
I don't know why the German guys roll.
Why do you sound like that?
It's a weird mix of a person you're doing.
Like, could you imagine being that arrogant?
Is that being arrogant?
It's arrogance. Like, Patrick Mahomes would have gone to be like, hey, man, he ain't growing the game internationally. No, like, he's just being Patrick Mahomes. This guy's out here. He thinks like he's an ambassador to football. You're Joe Burrow.
You're the worst. You pick and choose when to be
under. I don't pick and choose. I thought it was a ridiculous thing for him to say.
You do. All I'm going to say is this. You make sure that when you do it and I say something about it, you don't give me some ulterior motive as to why. Oh, no, I can do it. He can't. No, absolutely.
What are you talking about? How can you not see the difference in that?
Because he actually has more invested in it than you do.
He doesn't, though, because they didn't.
If he's taking. Wait.
He and him when have the same amount of international games this year. So clearly
we
don't.
Wait. When they go on these international tours and the league ask him to go. Hold on. And he goes because he's thinking that he's growing the game and he's helping with the growth of the game by going over there or doing, you know, these trips. And then they don't even play him in a game over there.
First of all, you're taking a lot of liberties. Like, yes. We don't know that happened.
I'm taking liberties.
You're taking liberties.
I'm taking liberties. Oh, my goodness. You're a liberty thief. That's all you do is take liberties.
Liberty.
What's that he says? Ribbit?
Liberty.
Dude. A ribbit?
What? Hey, question. Did you get up in the morning
ribbit?
And you just say, babe, I'm on one today?
Right? How much Celsius did you drink?
I'm like, what are you doing?
Honestly, I'm zero Celsius in. I've only had one Cafe Bustelo.
I'm sorry, ribbit.
What is wrong with you today?
Never thought the game couldn't grow without Joe Burrow going to Spain. How will the game grow?
See, there you go.
take a break right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.